What's going on, everybody? Thanks for downloading this special Stolen Wheelchairs edition of Pogo City Radio.
Vandalism, I'm thinking this crowd caught me for that. That is nothing. Vandalism, I broke the wall. Not getting 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, that was the Stolen Wheelchairs right there. Now, you guys have heard them on here plenty of times, but we were lucky enough to get a little interview with them in a dark, deserted corner of the Alternative Gallery in Allentown at their last show with the Hudson Falcons, who kicked ass, by the way. But yeah, it was a real good time. Johnstown Standard. And yeah, it was a blast. So what we're going to do is I am going to play a couple Stolen Wheelchairs songs. I'm going to splice in this little interview we have with the entire band. And then I actually recorded some of their live set. Now, the reason why I only recorded some of their live set was because in the middle of their live set, I noticed that it was 8:45 and the liquor store closed at 9 o'clock. And yeah, Andrew had to grab his cell phone and run to the nearest liquor store. But I did snag some of it for you. But we got a couple shows to remind you about as well, so first of all, let's not forget about December 7th, the Broken Heroes, the South Class Veterans, Despise New Jersey, Diamond Dogs, going down December 7th at the Meat Locker. And then there's also January 11th, Connie's Rick Rack, Niblick Henbane, Broken Heroes, U.S. Chaos, and the South Class Veterans. That's January 11th in Connie's Rick Rack. Now, let's move along. We're going to get you guys another Stolen Wheelchairs track. Now, Vandalism is definitely my favorite song, and I think my next favorite is the one we're going to play up next. It's called Breaking Down. Here's the Stolen Wheelchairs, Pogo City Radio.
If I don't think my case, not I'll end up on the ground. If anyone knew what sounds right, I'd take a look around. I'd say some of the men to save me from myself. Can anyone, someone try to help me? Because I'm fucking breaking down. Whoa.
All right, we're at the Alternative Gallery in Allentown with the stolen wheelchairs. We got the whole fucking band. So we got Daddy Oscar, we got Lou,
yeah,
we got Baby Oscar.
What's up?
And we got Milo.
Hello.
And we have LCJ
Yo, what's up?
LCJ in the house.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. I need the cheer noise, but I don't have the sampler. So
clapping, but I got PBRs in my hand.
It's a good show. It's looking to be a good show. Johnstown Standard just started. They're playing their like first song. We're hanging out back here. Sorry. But yes, it was way before. No one is playing.
We didn't come completely unprepared at all.
But we've been seeing you guys. This will be the third weekend consecutively we've been at one of your shows. So you were doing the show with Channel 3, right? That was what was the show when
Ghouls.
The Ghouls show. Oh man. So was that one of the best crowds you were playing with?
Oh dude, that was amazing. It's, you know, the fucking Ghouls, a band that's older than me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's from his age.
Yeah, it was really nice to be able to not only just hang out with Zach and those guys again, but also fucking see the energy that they can still fucking put out. And that was a kind of once in a lifetime night. That was really cool.
The whole show was insane from the first band to the last band. But I mean, I think it really kicked it up a notch when you guys started playing. It was great. And then when you did the Combat Crisis song and then went into Black Flag.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge Combat Crisis fan.
Knowing it was about Halfway House, like I had a feeling where I had to message Alicia and say, hey, like, yeah, are you interested in doing anything Combat Crisis related? And she was like, yeah, totally down. And of course, Drink and Destroy was about Halfway House, if you read in the lyrics. So it
we
was...
only had to pay her $500 too, so it was a steal to get her.
Exactly. And pay her beer and all her fees, but you know, it was great.
Of course. Yeah, the whole set was great.
Yeah, we had to spring for her hotel, so hopefully next time we get a better price when we do a Combat
The Hilton?
Song.
The Hilton, right?
You're right, that limo wasn't cheap, Hilton. Guys.
So, now, what is it, Out of Step? Is that the name of the record, right?
Out of Step, yeah.
That shit is pretty fucking kick-ass. So, now, Oscar, you did most of it, right?
So, I made the entire thing in our basement, pretty much. I did the drums, bass, guitar, mixed it. It's all right.
Damn.
It's all right. There you go.
It's amazing, but you know, it's all right.
Humble. He hasn't been hanging out with me long enough.
it was pretty cool, just like figuring out how to make stuff sound good, turning knobs until it sounded decent, you know? I mean, what?
DIY.
Yeah, it was truly DIY. Yeah. And the fact that you did that when you were still 16.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the songs I wrote when I was 15.
I think we lost it somewhere.
We lost you.
No, we didn't. We didn't lose it.
I think that's dad words for, I'm proud of you, son.
We didn't lose it.
We didn't lose it. Now, the screen changed, but we're still there. Still there.
Unacceptable.
So,
thank you for your consummate professionalism.
Pure professionalism. Pure professionalism.
I'm not even drunk yet.
I am a little fucked up, though. I'm not drunk.
I heard there were road sodas involved.
Yes, the road sodas.
That bottle.
This is coffee. That's what. Oh yeah, yeah, with ice.
Oh,
yeah, coffee and vodka
coffee.
And Monster. But so now, how old are you, Oscar?
I'm 17. I'll be 18 in like 4 days.
So you're still in high school?
Yeah. Don't tell any club promoters that. I'm 21 for the next 5 years.
So, but what do you plan on doing now when you get out of high school? You're just gonna focus totally on the band? You're gonna go to school? Do you know? What are you doing?
We'll have to see. I'm taking it by. What are you doing?
Me? I'm just saying. What do you have in store?
What are we doing next? Oh, so we're doing. I'm working on a record. We have demos fully completed. So we have about like 12 to 15 songs. We might cut a few, but we're just working on them now, getting them good live, and then we're gonna start recording them hopefully soon.
Yeah,
and it'll be out on State Line Records.
Is that where Out of Step's on? State Line?
Yeah, State Line Records, getpunk.com. It's Mark Lynn from the Ducky Boys. Good guy.
There you go.
It was pretty cool how that all happened because I've been friends with Mark from back in the day when I was in Far From Finished in the Boils. And I just sent the record out when Oscar did it. to like a whole bunch of my friends, and he was fucking blown away that a 16-year-old was able to put out a record like that completely DIY all by himself. And then it was funny because at the time I was trying to get my band a lot. A little help from State Line. And Mark was like, oh, no, 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 not interested in the lot. I want stolen wheelchairs. Whoops. I want the boy.
Oops.
So, yeah, so it was cool.
How much for the boy?
Give us the child.
How much for the boy?
Give exactly. us the young blood.
All right. So now I'm hoping you guys are going to come back and we'll do a full fucking show. But... do you want to say to the guys, Jess?
I don't know. I'm really, you know, I'm just looking forward to their set because, you know, I brought the kids and they love the record too. My 8-year-old's a big fan, so you know.
Now
maybe one day they'll do a record.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be cool.
What do you guys have going on after the show? What do you got any other shows?
Right now, all we've got booked is a hometown show, December 13th. It's a Bouncing Souls after party we're doing with our friends from New York, Jukebox Romantics. And we're doing that at The Tusk, number one rock and roll punk rock club in Philly.
That's above, that's like the second floor show. Yeah, that was awesome. I saw Unwanted Noise.
And then we're recording.
Then we're doing the record after that.
Well, yeah, you guys seem like you've been doing plenty of shows. You did that. You did do like a little tour with Doc Rotten, right? A couple dates or something, right?
Like a little 4-day run up to New England, and that was amazing. We literally like those guys are great. Like we went to bed laughing. You know, woke up laughing. It was pretty cool.
What's up, you guys?
It was good. I believe several of us are technically married to some of them in different states.
Common law marriages.
Nothing makes tour better than touring with friends.
Yes. Milo's still single, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Renee almost ran up here and
where
drove
is Renee
in.
At?
I said, Renee. I texted our little group thread. Our little group thread. I was like, hey, guess who I got coming over tonight, maybe? I was like, your little boyfriend, Milo. She was like, God damn it, I have to move.
Renee's going to fucking sneak into the house, Mission Impossible style, like propel from the ceiling and start sucking his dick.
Milo's Bills!
You hear that, Renee? This is Milo from the past. Calling you out.
So, Milo, you're in a ton of bands, I feel like, now. Like, two? Wasn't it more than two for a little bit?
It was. It was. I've been around.
A little slut.
Yeah, like a little high school slut.
High school slut.
Trying to find the right man, you know. Me and Lou started Asthmatics a little while back just to get back into the scene after Combat Crisis kind of stopped for good, and then we stumbled upon the father and son duo, so I kind of really...
Father and son duo.
It's a duo. It's a nice little family duo, so we've joined forces with them, and we're going to take over the world together.
Now, with Battalion, you got to play over in Europe. How the fuck was that?
Yes, Rebellion was amazingly fun. Definitely worth the trip because it's all the bands that they booked there is just amazing, and I can't wait to go back with
Stolen Wheelchair.
Exactly. Yeah, we're gonna bring those bitches over and do a whole fun European leg. Yeah.
Whole fun European. Yeah. So where can they buy the record?
You can buy the record. You want it on vinyl because nothing sounds better. And if you really want to sound or hear what a kid's bedroom sounds like within a record.
And
Renee,
basement.
We're talking to you
Renee,
again.
Exactly. You want to go to getpunk.com.
Or statelinerecords.com. It's the same one.
That's right.
Or our Bandcamp. And we'll...
Yeah, we're just typing stolen wheelchairs to Google. Yeah, you know how the fucking internet works.
You can also go on Spotify.
Or Spotify if you're a greedy bastard. So if you don't like paying for music, go to Spotify.
I have it on Spotify, but I also have the actual record. So
there you go. Son of a bitch.
I just real quick like to point out, because the people listening can't see this, but there is somebody housing
in
around
a little
on a
wheelchair.
And I believe that might... Jess, is that one of your kids in the wheelchair?
No, that wasn't my kid. That was not my kid.
Someone stole a wheelchair.
It was stolen.
We'll be right back. We gotta steal this wheelchair.
Wheelchair.
Stolen wheelchair. Out.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Let's give it up for Jonestown Standards. Thanks for listening, folks.
Right, and apparently that's when I left to go get some vodka. Yeah, but I hope you guys like that little inside experience. That's not a term people use. Behind the scenes. There you go. Now, I know they have another show going on in December. I'm going to have to see if I can find the flyer. But before we get out of here, I want to remind you guys about another show going down at Connie's Rick Rack this Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. $10 at the doors. The Mojo Machine, our friends in the Pogos, and Clobbersaurus. You guys won't want to miss that. South Philly at Connie's Rick Rack this Saturday, November 16th. All right, now we're going to have to get out of here, but before we do, got to remind you guys to hit up the Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio. Remember, facebook.com/the SDABS for all things sex, drugs, and alcohol. And head over to the Stabs Bandcamp store at thestabs.bandcamp.com, and you guys can buy Pogo pins, stickers, magnets. You can get the Stabs Knock 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 t-shirt, and I have one copy of the Pogo in the Pit DVD left, so go over there, check that shit out. Remember to go hit up our YouTube, got plenty of awesome videos from all the shows we throw, promote, and just hang out at. So yeah, go do all that shit and tell your motherfucking friends. Then go over to the Stolen Wheelchairs Facebook and give that a like. We're gonna get out of here with one more of their tracks. Before we do, oops, forgot one more link. Go to pogocity.stream to hear all the archived episodes. And remember to get that Podbean app to listen to Pogo City Radio live. But this is an exclusive podcast show. But yeah, here's one more from the Stolen Wheelchairs. Thanks for downloading. Catch the Stolen Wheelchairs at the Tusk in Philadelphia, December 13th.